p.m. at 313 West 4th Avenue. Save $5 with an advance ticket or get a $20 ticket at the door. Recommended for ages 11 and up. We are always looking for new members. Let the Emporia Recreation Center keep you active for life.
KVOE live and local. Good morning to you on a Thursday. It is 826, cloud cover and 63 degrees. And it's time once again for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Big time majors, big time experiences. Get more from your degree at ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Save local, borrow local, bank local at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. We offer a variety of products to meet your financial needs no matter what stage of life you are in. Best part, we are right down the street and here to serve you. Come visit us today or learn more at esfcu.com or text or call us at 620-342-2336. Your locally federally insured credit union by the NCUA, Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we have a couple of big events to cover here this morning, so we want to welcome to the program, so we can get right to it, Dr. Daphne Mays, Emporia State STEM Outreach Director. You know Dr. Mays from all the activities at PayRock, and there's going to be an International Observe the Moon Night coming up here in a little over a week. And we're also pleased to be joined by Mark Brown. Mark is a physics instructor and the director of the ESU Planetarium. And we have a solar eclipse coming up here this weekend that Mark is going to talk to us about from New Mexico. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much for having us in.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. Daphne, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning.
Always good to talk to you. Well, let's first, Mark, let's begin with you. So you are in New Mexico as we speak?
I am southeast of Roswell, New Mexico at Bottomless Lakes State Park, and we are prepping for Saturday's annular solar eclipse, and I'm just a few miles off of center line.
So you're right there then, huh?
Yes, I will see the dark disk of the moon move in front of the sun, and it won't completely block out the sun, but it will create this annulus or this ring of fire around the dark disk of the moon. And so you'll be able to see that Saturday morning.
Well, our forecast here is calling for partly sunny conditions, so our viewing conditions here aren't going to be ideal, and we're obviously going to get a partial. You said that you're super close to the direct path over. How is your weather forecast looking here for Saturday?
The weather's looking good. We are expecting clear skies, some clouds in the afternoon, but if the winds die down, we will be good.
And you will be manufacturing a live stream, video stream, Mark, is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. The folks at ESU have been working out the media marketing, and Daphne's been putting this together, and I've got my equipment. We will be live streaming back to ESU and across all their social media channels and ESU Hornet cams, so we are looking forward to this successful event.
So what time do you expect the live broadcast to launch, Mark?
So I will be launching at 10:10 Central Time. The eclipse will start here for me at 9:15 a.m. It won't start in Emporia, the partial part, until 10:23 a.m. your time. So I will stream starting here early because it'll start just a few minutes early, and then we will have about 2 hours and 57 minutes of an eclipse.
So how did you wind up getting a chance to be this close to the main path here of the eclipse coming up Saturday?
Well, as you recall, in 2017, when we had the total solar eclipse, that was a big buzz. And then we knew that we were going to have the next total solar eclipse on April 8th of 2024. And then there was an annual eclipse, 6 months prior to that. I am an astronomer. That's what I do. I travel to see these things, and I try to get as close as I can to get the best viewing. So I actually, before I actually came to ESU, I had this spot reserved for 6 months in advance. That's how early I had to reserve my camping spot to get on site. And the park is filling up fast.
I can imagine.
As an astronomer, well, how excited are you, Mark?
I'm very excited because the last time we had an annular eclipse that crossed the United States was May 10th of 1994. And I was in Fort Wayne, Indiana when I saw that one.
Now we're looking.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah. We're looking at only 65% here, and of course, when we have eclipses, you know, we hear the warnings. Don't look directly into the sun, even with a 65% eclipse here, Mark. Still a good idea to take those safety measures.
Yes, if you do not have the safe solar filter glasses to be able to view it, you can do it by indirect methods by simply making what is called a pinhole camera out of an index card. Poke a hole into it, turn your back to the sun, and let the sun project through that hole, and then project onto the second card in front of you. And you will see a crescent, a fat crescent, on that other card as the sun projects through the one card that you've poked a hole through. Even for me, I cannot look at the sun directly. I will have to have a solar filter on my telescope or safe solar glasses, because even at 90% here that's going to be eclipsed, that 10% can still cause damage. So no matter where you're viewing this eclipse from in the United States, everyone has to have safe solar viewing glasses or to view it indirectly. They cannot look directly at it.
And is that through the entire eclipse process, Mark?
That is through the entire eclipse process for this particular eclipse.
Understood. Mark, what are some of the things that you are studying with the eclipse and really all eclipses at this particular point in time? What do you hope to gain here by this particular weekend and the study that will come from it?
I'm just into it for the photography part, but when the moon passes in front of the sun, you know, either it's an annular or a total solar eclipse, when the disk of the moon touches the edge of the sun, you get what's called Bailey's beads. So you get these little pinpoints of light that are streaming through the mountains and the rims of the craters before the moon actually slides totally in front of the sun or across it. You get this unique thing where you can actually see the outline of the moon and the sunlight wanting to stream through, but it's blocked by those mountains and the craters.
Well, if you want to see this in its entirety, folks, see Mark's live stream, you can log on to www.hornet365.com/hornetcams. And again, what time will you start the broadcast, Mark?
So I will start at 10:10 a.m. your time.
Okay, 10:10 a.m. Okay. Central time. Well, good luck with that, Mark, and we'll all be watching here from afar, and hopefully it will be spectacular, your view there.
Yep.
If it comes to
fruition. If technology holds, we'll be able to do this.
And we're not done with our buzz yet because we have Dr. Daphne Mays, ESU STEM Outreach Coordinator and leader of the pack at Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center at 601 East 12th. And what, Daphne, do we have? International Observe the Moon Night coming up?
We do, and this is a very exciting partnership. I've been getting to work with Mark as he's been, creating and coming up with all sorts of wonderful, outreach ideas with space science and education. And this was one that that came up, and it's a global event. International Observe the Moon Night is celebrated across the world, and it's just an opportunity to bring awareness and educate people about our moon. And as you know, at the PayRock, we like to invite the community to come out and learn about these types of things and to connect people, with science and all sorts of wonderful things that are interesting and fascinating. And so, you know, we're going to be celebrating that event out here at the PayRock. We have a wonderful space to do that. And so Mark will be coming out with telescopes, and we'll be able to observe the moon from our deck. And then we'll also have the Emporia Public Library will be coming, and we'll do a story tent, and they'll be sharing stories about the moon. And then we'll also be doing some moon art crafts. And we'll be taking groups that are interested on hiking the nature trail right across from the Payrock on a little bit of a night hike. And so we just have a variety of fun things for people to come out and enjoy. And that's going to be our Science Saturday for October, coming up on October 21st from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Mark, from your perspective, you know, you mentioned about bringing the idea to Daphne to get this started here. What is it about this particular format that you really like?
Well, this is a great opportunity to just involve the public, I mean, of all ages. This is a great STEM outreach opportunity because we can talk about the science of the moon. We can talk about the technology that we are taking to the moon on the next Artemis and Orion mission next fall. We can bring arts to it. We can engage people to look at the moon and to look at its progression in the sky over from one night to the next to see how the phases develop. And so it's just a great science outreach STEM opportunity for the public.
Yeah, getting the public involved. They've been doing a great job of that out at Payrock. There is no doubt about that. Seems like there is always something going on out at Payrock because probably there is always something going on, right, Daphne?
You know, we're trying.
I think you are.
You know, it's a wonderful space out here. The Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center is just a phenomenal space to be able to host these kinds of events in our proximity to, you know, our natural areas, our campus woods, and being right here on King Lake, of course, not far from main campus. I mean, it's such a wonderful location to be able to invite people to come out and learn and participate in these kinds of things.
Yeah,
we're very excited to share it.
Yeah, Observe the Moon Night International, Observe the Moon Night, coming up Saturday, October 21st. So when will things start, Daphne?
Yeah, so 6:30 p.m. is when we're going to be, you know, starting. And we'll, like I said, we're going to have a variety of different kinds of stations for people to rotate around and check out. And so, you know, this we aren't requiring any kind of registration for this event. Just come and go as you can and enjoy the evening and come and learn something new, hopefully about the moon.
Daphne, about, you know, some of the other activities that you've had, you know, previously here so far this fall term, you know, mentioning that interaction and the community engagement, how have you seen that develop here so far this fall versus past couple of years, and what else do you maybe have on the calendar here to get through October into November?
Yeah, I think that, you know, our event that we had in August was the Vamos a Pescar event, which was really phenomenal. We had a wonderful turnout, and I would say we had even more people come this year than we did last year. And so these kinds of outreach events that we've been offering kind of the last few years, it seems like as long as the weather's good, you know, we're able to continue to expand and grow those and not only have more people come out and enjoy it, but connect with more community partners and include them on these opportunities as well. And also folks within ESU, you know, we're so excited to have Mark be able to bring some space science education out here and include a new, you know, another new thing. And so we're always kind of looking for new topics and opportunities and working with our students to give them experience teaching, you know, and doing some outreach. And so it's a lot of fun, and it's been really awesome to see how it's been able to grow.
And grow it has. Mark, what about activities at the planetarium? Anything coming up?
Not in the near future. Okay. We are going through a small upgrade to the planetarium and a little bit of renovation. We've got some great folks working behind the scenes, working hard to hopefully get us up and running. I'm hoping by Thanksgiving that we will be up and be able to invite people back into the planetarium once we get this small upgrade going.
Yeah, let us know when that happens.
Yeah, please
and,
do.
What you've been doing there. We'd love to have you back on, Mark. Talk about that.
Will do.
Yeah, and once again, Mark, talk about when you will start your streaming here Saturday from New Mexico.
So I will start streaming from New Mexico at 10 a.m. your time. The eclipse doesn't start in Emporia until 10:23. Maximum eclipse there is at 11:48 a.m., and then it will end at 1:20. But We will start at 10:10, and we'll go through 2 hours and 57 minutes of the eclipse.
Looking forward to
Sounds
it.
Good.
Mark, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Daphne, always good to talk to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, have a great day. Dr. Daphne Mays, ESU STEM Outreach Director, and Mark Brown, Physics Instructor and Director of the ESU Planetarium, with us this morning. Chuck, on the ESU Buzz.
All right. Don't forget, too, our Newsmaker 2 segments coming up after headlines. We'll preview the Latino Awards Adelante activities coming up on Saturday with Gilbert Rodriguez and Madeline Martin. And also, don't forget, our second and final City Commission candidate forum is this morning as well, 10:06, with Jamie Souter and Travis Hitt as our guests this morning.
And the ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. Good morning, it's 8:41.
Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car wash technology. Your ride will be sparkling clean in just 3 minutes. Wash services include a Rust-Tite treatment for the undercarriage. There's free use of vacuums and mat cleaners for customers. Single washes start at just $9, or get unlimited use with a monthly membership for only $21.99. Located at 6th and Prairie.
The war between Israel and Hamas spelling continuing heartbreak.